Welcome to As Thinking, everyone. I keep wanting to go and do like a work of thinking, but it's not. So if the work of thinking ever comes out of my mouth, you people need to stop me, or Dan Leo needs to stop me. But welcome to As CP. And today I'm going to... How do I nicely put this? I'm going to get on a little bit of a soapbox because I had a friend, not Danielle. Danielle is not part of this equation. I had a friend in Arizona say, why can't you be on walkie-talkies? Walkie-talkies are part of the Apple Watch, by the way. And so I didn't think I had walkie-talkies. And I'm like, okay, I have to find a walkie-talkies now again. And of course, Danielle got on the walkie-talkies because I made her teach me how. But the friend said, well, why do you want to be on walkie-talkies? Why don't you want to be on walkie-talkies? Because I said, due to the nature of my job, it confuses me. All my apps go off at once. Basically, my phone goes off, my every which way goes off. And due to the nature of my job, which is an author and a podcaster, author of books is how I make my main income. I do have other income sources right now. I'm very blessed to have that. But as I work on this book, so it's not like I'm completely financially down in the dumps, but I am still working on my podcasting book, because it needs more meat. And so as I'm recovering from surgery, my God, as I'm recovering from surgery that was supposed to be in December and then January, and then it got postponed to April. Yes, April is a go date. April 23rd, I'm supposed to have a 4 to 5 hour surgery, back surgery. We hope it's 4 hours, because if it's 5, the longer they keep you under anesthesia, the harder time you have waking up. And I'm already allergic to one anesthesia. So yes, I'll be working in the hospital. Yes, I'll try to be on Zoom as much as I can. Although people want me to recover. But other people say, oh, when you're fine, and we want you on Zoom. So I'll do a 50-50 split. I'll be on Zoom with my camera turned off. Now, I work podcasting, and book authoring is my full-time job. Full-time job as a content creator, and people know this. It's no secret. So when you ask me, why can't you be on apps with me, which you people don't, but when people ask me, why can't they be on apps with me, it's because I work, and it's because of my crazy schedule that I rely on the bus. And Danielle knows this. The bus is aggravating. Danielle's lucky because she doesn't have to take the handicapped bus. She can take a normal bus. I can't, because the closest bus stop to me is not close to my house. Danielle is lucky in that way, that the bus stop is close to the house. But Danielle knows this. Waiting for the bus, is we manage it. We manage it, and we manage doing the stop, go thing. But it's to pick up other passengers. But it's so damn aggravating. It's so due to my schedule, and due to my crazy schedule, which ended up being crazy side. I mean, I was supposed to have mini surgery on February 20th, mini surgery. Yes, I said mini. But that got postponed due to scheduling conflicts. And so, basically, you guys, I am a full-time content creator. But due to my crazy schedule and due to my books, somewhat selling, and then my me writing another book, which will be interesting, I may ask tubes to be put in my left hand so I can at least hit speech dictation with my right hand. And so I may ask could IVs be put in my left hand, because I need to hit, if they're put in my right hand, it means I can't move my right hand. So, and I can't hit speech dictation, which that's going to be a problem when writing a book. And yes, that book that I keep talking about is finally coming out. I'm finally handing it to a publisher. I know in my heart which publishers it should be handed to, and Danielle knows that too. But I'm still doing my research on publishing because I feel like I should. I feel like I should not be spending the money on publishing, and I feel like I should just be financially savvy. Now, when it comes to Valentine's Day and it comes to my birthday, yes, you guys can help me out there. But I'm not asking you guys to help me out there. I'm just planting a seed. I mean, I am financially stable. That's why I moved down to Arizona, to be financially stable. And I got invited to an event on the 29th. The only thing that's holding me back from that event is the timing, not the finances, not the transportation, and not going to see a medieval show, mind you. And I would perform music, but that's okay. And I have other things coming up, my surgery is going, I pretty much figured I won't be home until June. Because when you think about it, it's April 23rd. 1 week is spent in the hospital, 3 weeks in rehab. I may be home in the middle of May, if I'm lucky. If my body likes rehab and likes walking up and down always, and if I recover quickly, I'm hoping to recover quickly. But I, as I told you guys before, back when the surgery was supposed to be in December, and then it got pushed to January, and then got now pushed to April because of my osteoporosis, I told you guys before, I'm letting my body predict my work schedule. I mean, I'm not pushing it because I need to get back to work. Podcast will be podcast. We still have feed. And how we're working on that, is that we're going to hit 1,000 downloads. Thank you very much. And then we can get funding off the podcast. So that, I mean, they're minimal funding, but we can get funding off the ads towards our payments here. And so I want to talk to you guys about Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts, I've noticed a, how do I put this nicely? I love you guys. I love you guys. I know that Apple Podcasts is one of the big players in the world. And yes, AdCP is on Apple Podcasts. But please, 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 ramp, those of you on iPhones, please ramp your listening up on Apple Podcasts, because I would like to see Apple Podcasts in the green, as I think last time I checked, I had 253 followers on Apple Podcasts. So yes, please download on Apple Podcasts, those of you who are on the Mac side. And the Apple Podcast comes on computers, comes on iPhones, comes on iPads. So please, please, please click follow, please. And then you will put the website for Buzzsprout in the show notes. So you guys can click on that. And I'll just type in AdCP. I think it's populated enough to register as an Apple Podcast. I know it is, because it says it's active in iTunes Connect. So, hence, the reason why I'm writing a book is because I know you people ask me over 1,000 times now, how? How do you do it with a disability? How do you do a podcast with your crazy-ass schedule? That's why I'm writing a book. And when you guys pick the book up, when it's published on Amazon and everywhere else, I hope that you get your answers. If not, you can schedule calls with me. I am able to take calls, but I'm just not able to sit on Zoom because I'm relying on rest. That's the main factor. And I have stuff after eating right now. I mean, February is going to be busy. March is definitely busy. April, you can't find me. April, you can find me flat on my back, sitting up eating hospital food. God, they're going to put me in that chair every single day because they don't recommend you eat in bed. But, God, so I just realized that. So, April, no, you can't find me. You can call me, / my email's on the website. You can call me, you can email me, but I'm going to try to do my best to publish a podcast app before surgery so that you guys know what's up. And after surgery, so that you guys know I'm alive. Basically, you know that I'm alive. And it's funny because people want me to be on Zoom every which way, and I'm going to have to say no. Cut you guys a deal. I'll be on Zoom. I'll be listening, but I can't speak. Because if they put a trach in me for 4 hours, even though it's a pediatric trach, and I gotta tell them that I can't do adult trachs because of my size. Yeah, a trach leads to a scratchy throat, so the first day you won't be able to understand me anyway. And so I'll just tell people I'll be on Zoom. I'll put my camera. I'll turn my camera off. I have to leave it on for one meeting. Yeah. But the picture I have is me, it's my name. And so they would pretty much be cool with it. But I might say hi and bye on Zoom because I don't know whether I'll be able to keep my body up or whether I'll be able, the first day after surgery, I won't be able to keep my body up, even though, yes, PT will be coming in. And it's a good thing I'm going in on a Tuesday. We're aiming for Tuesday, April 23rd. And we're aiming for April showers bring surgery. April showers bring surgery. April showers also bring May flowers. We're aiming for the flowers too and the surgery too. And the reason why it got pushed back to April 23rd, it was not my team's decision. A lot of people think it was my team's decision. No, it was my decision because when you screw bones into a weak back, yeah, it's not going to be good. And so I am on injections, osteoporosis injections for 3 months. And then I'm also going to see a rheumatologist, which they will monitor osteoporosis. I've looked online and found an incredible resource given to me by another friend who has osteoporosis. I haven't put the money down for that. Maybe that will be my birthday gift to myself, doing osteoporosis management through her, even though I'm going to see a rheumatologist. Yes, one more doctor added to the list. Jeez, one more doctor added to the list, and I was supposed to go see a neurologist, see my neurologist in March. Yeah, that's not going to happen until after my surgery now, because osteoporosis is taking precedence over my brain. Even though my brain is a very important organ, the way that my brain is functioning right now, it is functioning. So I would prefer, when I'm stable enough, to go back to the neurologist and see him, and just talk about my concerns there. But rheumatology and osteoporosis management are number one priorities right now, and then back surgery, because they will probably say all systems go, and that will be that. And it was completely my decision, as I said, to cancel the surgery because I didn't want a week back and didn't want to have the thing fail and have another surgery and to do it all again. And I'm already dealing with surgery, spinal surgery failure, surgery failure. So no, we're not doing that again. And so I'm just taking it easy with my back. And so I'm doing the best I can with work. But right now, you guys, my health is my number one priority. People are starting to understand that, thank God. But my health, because of this little osteoporosis dance, my health is my number one priority. Work could be put to the sidelines. I'm lucky that work can be picked up anytime, and I just have to finish a book. I've produced podcasts after Yin Yang, and then I will finish a book, be 100% while recovering and then be 100% healthy and then be perfectly fine to produce podcasts. I would prefer to do it at home, not in a rehab hospital. I did tell you guys this. Those of you who listened to our episode recorded in 2019 to figure out how my dad died, I was supposed to do a podcast recording visiting him, but it just turned into a shit show. And it just turned into a words were said by a certain person, not me. Not me, because I loved him dearly, but words were said by a certain person. And so it just turned into a shit show. And so hence, I'm walking my dog real quick because I just saw my next door neighbor walk by my house. And she's completely autistic, even though we love autism. But she tends to knock on my door and want in. So it's interesting. It's interesting living in a completely disabled community. And hence the autism. And so basically, I'm not pushing my body to go back to work. My body can take a break. My body's doing okay. It's not doing great, but I'm still up. I'm still in my chair, but I'm getting out of me every day, except the days I don't have to. And I love it, but I will be completely back to work. I'm giving myself until June to get back to work because April and May will be recovery and post-op doctor's appointment. Yeah. And June, I don't know yet, but June may be a house guest month. I don't know. That's always up in the air. But yeah, June, I don't know. Who's coming? Who's coming down for my birthday? June, maybe a house guest month. And yeah, so between surgery, house guests, and yeah, but if any house guests show up, and I'm talking about in general, I will take the time off, spend it with them. And so, yeah, and a couple people know my birthday's in June. They also know I'm having surgery. And so, yeah, but that's that. And so I'm going to let my body predict the work schedule. If my body feels up to it in April, I will be able to record a podcast in the hospital. But if it's not, it's not. And depending on where they prick me with IVs, I may just request this one time get IVs put in my left side so I can move my right arm. Yeah, because how am I going to eat? Because I use my right arm phenomenally. So I love you guys. And yes, my main income is from podcasting, and my main income when I feel like doing it is books. And then my secondary income is podcasting, soon to be podcasting. And so please, 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 any Apple device you see fit, look up AsCP and please go follow AsCP. And then that will help in the download numbers, and that will help us get to 1,000 downloads on Buzzsprout. So then we can get monetizing, which will be fun. And right now we're at 8,026 downloads. I want to see 1,000 downloads before I go into surgery, so that before I go into surgery, we can, Danielle and I can click the monetization button and help us pay for the podcast. And so, Danielle, do you want to lead us out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for following us. Love you guys. What the cute Blondie said. I wish cute Blondie could come down and help me, but she can't. And so, what the cute Blondie said. I wish that my BFF could come down there and do a podcast live in person. But that's okay. That's fine. We have to do it via Zoom. But maybe she'll come down and surprise me. We'll never. I don't know these things. I don't know how the universe will work out. And so, yeah, maybe she'll come down and knock on my door and surprise me. And so it's going to be interesting. But I will catch you guys. I and Danielle's laughing at me. We will catch you guys later with an interview in February. So catch that. And yeah. And we love you guys. And thank you for following us. Bye, you guys.
Bye.